The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 4 of the addiction recovery program.
My name's Cammie, and I'm a recovering addict.
Hey, Cammie.
Hi, Cammie. Hi, Cammie.
When I first wrote my step four, I didn't include any positive things in it. When I looked at like the instructions, I just took it as write down everything bad you ever did. And so that was kind of intimidating. And the other reason why it took me, I've only been in the program 2 years, and it took me a year to work on my step four. And I think the reason why it took me so long is I clumped writing your inventory, sharing it with someone, and repenting for everything on your list all in one step. So it was really intimidating for me. And so that was probably what made it hard for me. And also, like Scott, I'm kind of a perfectionist, so I just wanted to write everything down. I started school again, and I was thinking about it in my planner. Whenever we have a homework assignment, I write it down so I don't have to remember it anymore. And then I have, this weight off of my back. And I was thinking it's kind of writing down your moral inventory. It's like once you write that down, you don't have to worry about it anymore. And writing down my moral inventory was a big part of my addiction. With my eating disorder, I think I used it for everything. And the things I had done in the past just really haunted me. I didn't want anybody to figure, to find out. I was really, ashamed of it. It even held me back from getting my patriarchal blessing until just a few years ago, because I thought in my patriarchal blessing it would just be Heavenly Father, Cammie, I know what you've done. Repent. And so it was a really important step for me. And it was good for me to see, the history I've made for myself. And they always talk about, at least for probably for all addictions, but for eating disorders, triggers. And it was really helpful for me. And I think that was the hardest thing. I just made it hard on myself. And also, Satan didn't want me to do it either. A member of my Bishop Brooks, when I was in the singles ward, he said, which really helped me one time when I went to repent, I just like had a crazy blow up with a roommate. He said, he's like, Cammie, do you know who knows? He's like, there's two people who know your full potential, what you can accomplish. And he's like, Heavenly Father, but also Satan. And that's always really stuck with me. It's like, that's why Satan's working so hard on me, because he doesn't want me to accomplish what I can. And that's also helped me with my recovery. And I'm just so grateful to be here and the people I meet. It's really a humbling experience to be here. And I guess I just feel like humbled and really grateful for just everything I've been given today. And I guess, you know, I wish, you know, everyone can come to these meetings. And because I hate to think about where I was. And so I never will go back. And it's good to be truthful and honest with yourself. And I say these things in Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Cammie.
The full episode for Step 4 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.